The driveway that John Grace uses for his home on Upper Mountain Road in Lewiston is hot, but not in a way that he can use as a marketing pitch to sell his home. Government surveys almost four decades ago found sections of the driveway contaminated with radioactive waste in excess of 70 times what people are naturally exposed to in the area. He watched as I used a radiation detector to locate the hot spots that trigger the device to make a loud clicking noise. He first found out 3 years ago that the driveway, which he does not actually own, was contaminated. That's when Environmental Protection Agency officials dug holes into the driveway in a vacant lot next door to pinpoint the hot spots.
I just said, you got to be kidding me. This is Lewiston. You know, where did that come from? You know, but they said it was all around. They said it was all around Niagara County.
Indeed, the radioactive waste is all around. The Federal Department of Energy identified 100 hot spots in Niagara County and some in Grand Island almost four decades ago. They cleaned up about one-third of the properties. It's unclear what, if anything, has been done to remediate the balance. That leaves some 60 residential and commercial properties with potential radiation anywhere from 3 to more than 70 times what is in the county's natural environment. The radioactive material looks like gravel and was used throughout the region for roads, driveways, and parking lots. Authorities believe the material is commercial waste from companies in Niagara Falls that process metal ores. State health officials refused to discuss the situation with investigative posts. Instead, in emailed statements, officials said the material does not pose a significant risk and that they've notified some property owners about the contamination. But a group of attorneys and environmental engineers said most of the property owners they've approached told them they were unaware of the contamination.
I would say that for a good number of the folks that we've talked to, it is a surprise.
That's environmental attorney John Horn, who also disagreed with the state's take on the risk the waste poses.
Is it harmful? Absolutely.
The EPA is assessing two properties for cleanup. One of the hottest spots is a parking lot shared by Rapids Bowling and Greater Niagara Building Center off Niagara Falls Boulevard in Niagara Falls. In 2007, the State Department of Environmental Conservation found radiation near a marshy area by the parking lot up to 80 times background levels. The parking lot has long been in disrepair with contaminated rock exposed at the surface in some spots. Another hot spot is 3 acres adjacent to Holy Trinity Cemetery off Roberts Avenue in Lewiston, where state and federal officials measured radiation in excess of 75 times background. The state health department said this waste did not pose a significant threat, but the EPA did fence in the contaminated property in April. The agency said it needs to further assess the site to determine if the material should be removed. Brian Stamm is an attorney working with Horn to investigate these contaminated properties and find who's responsible for the material.
These levels we're finding on these people and these property owners' homes is at such a significant level that it absolutely has to be cleaned up and removed.
Grace said he would have never bought his home had he known 15 years ago that the driveway was contaminated.
No one would have bought it. I mean, would you have? No. That's radioactive material. That's not nice stuff.
Will the driveway near Grace's house and the other 60 properties ever get remediated? State and federal officials refuse to answer that question, and Grace isn't confident.
Media here, something's going to happen. You know, I mean, we know the way the government moves, very slow. They'll outweigh me.
For WBFO News, I'm Dan Telvok with Investigative Post.